Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Psachim Lamed Ches. We are three lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Avasi, Issa Shel Maser Sheni. If a person produces a dough using Maser Sheni material, now we know there's a general machlekes with respect to the status of Maser Sheni. According to the Chachamim, it's mamon hedit. It belongs to the owner. It's considered like one of his assets. Mamon hedit. It's his personal belonging. According to Rabbi Meir, Maser Sheni is mamon gavoya. It's considered to be heavenly assets. It's not his personal thing. It certainly has the allowance to eat it. Hashem allows him to eat Maser Sheni. There's always eating something from gavoya, from something from Hashem. It's not his personal belonging. So now when it comes to an Isa, a dough produced from Maser Sheni material, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so according to him, Petura Mena Chala. This dough is exempt from Chala because for Chiyuv Chala, it needs to be your own personal dough. It has to belong to you. The Divrei Chachamim, according to Shitas Chachamim, Chayavas B'Chala. Even the Isa Maser Sheni is Chayav B'Chala because, according to them, it's considered to be owned by its owner. It's Mamon Hedit. Let's see Rashi here. Five lines from the bottom. L'divrei Rabbi Meir. The Omer Perek Sheni Kedushin. Maser Mamon Gavoya Hu. He holds that Maser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. And therefore, Petura Menachal. Ketem Afarsh Darishay Seichem Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Rashis Arishay Seichem Tarima Truma. So, Chal is separated from your personal dough. Not something which belongs to Hashem, to Hegdash, etc. And Maser Sheni is not considered yours. And therefore there's no Chiv Chala. According to Chachamim, it is considered yours, and therefore there is a Chiv Chala. So that's the first thing. Isa of Maser Sheni is Pata from Chala. Number two, says Ravasi. There's another application. Matzos Shel Maser Sheni. A person should produce matzos from Maser Sheni material. Here as well, Livrei Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maser Sheni doesn't really belong to its owner. It's not considered to be his personal asset. Livrei Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam, Yoytze Ba Idei Chavasa BePesach. A person cannot be Yoytze the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on the first night of Pesach with this type of matzah, because the matzah needs to be his. Livrei Chachamim, however, Yoytze Ba Idei Chavasa BePesach, because it is considered his. The third application is Esreg. Shel Maser Sheni. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam, Ein Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'Yamtiv. A person cannot be Yotzei his Chavas, his mitzvah of shaking that Esreg on Sukkot, because U'lekachtem Lochem, it needs to be yours. Maser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. L'divrei Chachamim, however, Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'Yamtiv. A person can be Yotzei his Chav by holding the Esreg Shel Maser Sheni, because it's considered Mamon Hedit and is his. Interesting that the Rashash points to a difference in the Lashon. When it comes to the Matzah, the Gemara says, Adam Yoytze Ba Idei Chayvasai Ba Pesach. So we refer to it as Pesach, and then when it comes to Esreg, we refer to it as Yomtiv. Adam Yoytze Ba Idei Chayvasai Ba Yomtiv. Why is it that when it comes to the Matzah, we refer to Pesach, and when it comes to the Esreg, we don't refer to it as Sukkot, rather as Yom Tov. So he says like this, because Matzah applies to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is not a Yom Tov. That's why the Gemara chose the word Pesach, to include Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. However, when it comes to Esreg, so the mitzvah of Esreg, when Torah and the Chiv Olukachtam Lochem, only applies on the first day of Sukkot. That's why instead of just saying Sukkos, which refers to the entire Yom Tov, the Gemara specifically says Yoytzei b'Chavasa b'Yom Tov, to imply that we're speaking about the first day, only the first day, which is the Yom Tov, and not the following days, Chol HaMoed, etc. Only on that day is there a Chiyuv min HaTorah, and certainly the din of Lachem, it has to be yours, only applies to that first day. That's why the Rashash says first we speak about Pesach, and then when it comes to Esreg, we specifically refer to it as Yom Tov, implying that it's only the first day of Sukkot and not the rest. In any case, Ravasi says, we have three applications to this concept. Isa Shumaisa Sheni is Pata from Chala, according to Rav Meir. Mata Shumaisa Sheni is unfit for the mitzvah, according to Rav Meir, because it's not yours. And finally, Esrig Shumaisa Sheni cannot be taken on Yom Tov, because, according to Rav Meir, it's not his. Maskev the Rav Papa. So Rav Papa challenged this. Bishloime Isa. Okay, we understand the first halach. A dough, which is not yours, is exempt from chala, the chsiv, arisei seichem. Reishis arisei seichem, chala tirim truma. This indicates that it has to belong to you, has to be absolutely yours. Arisei seichem, mi shalachem. So you understand that according to Rav Meir, Maaseh Sheni is mamon gavoya, it's not considered yours. Esrog nami, the chsiv, ulukachtam lochem. Lochem is mi shalachem yeh, has to be absolutely yours. So even if you have the allowance to eat it, that's not called yours. And therefore, you can't do the mitzvah. Elo matzah, but what about matzah? Miksiv matzaschem? Where do we find the term matzaschem in the Torah? There is no such term in the Torah. So, how do you get this concept that matzah has to be yours and matzah sheni doesn't conform? Amar Rava vitema Rav Yemer v'shlami. Asya lechem lechem. We derive it from Egzeru Shava. Lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha lechem ayni. By matzah it says lechem ayni. Uksiv hasam. By chiv of chala it says v'hayyab achalchem milechem aretz. So in both contexts we find the term lechem. And we draw a parallel. Mala halam shalachem, just as chala needs to be yours, because it says arisei seichem. Afkan, likewise over here, by matzah, mishalachem, it needs to belong to the person himself. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, maaser sheni does not conform and is not suitable for matzah's mitzvah. Lema misayele. Perhaps we have a riot to Rav Asi's concept from a brisa. Isa shel maaser sheni p'tur menachala. Divir Rav Meir. V'chachamim ayim chayevis. So we have a clear brisa that, yeah, it depends on the shittis. According to Rav Meir, maaser sheni is considered mamon gavoya, and therefore the dough produced from maaser sheni is exempt from challah. Whereas according to chachamim, maaser sheni is mamon hedyut, it's like ordinary mamon, belongs to its owner, and is chayv b'challah. So this brisa perhaps is a support, a raya to Rav Asi. Leima masayeya. You're only suggesting that perhaps it's a raya. Hainuach. It's the very same exact halacha. Of course it's a raya to Rav Asi. The brisa says, Isa shel maaser sheni, according to Rav Meir's pata, according to chacham is chayv. Hachikama. This is what we meant to say. Leima, perhaps we should say, mid the pligi b'isa, just as we find this price, which brings a machlekes between Rav Meir and Chacham regarding the dough with respect to challah. So that's clear, but perhaps we can apply it to the other ones as well. Bahana chlami pligi, we can extend it and apply it to the other ones, matzah and esrei. So yeah, we have a brisa by challah, but perhaps could we suggest that this should be applied to other ones as well? Or perhaps we can draw a line between the topics. Shani Hasam, perhaps, yeah, in the case of the Braisa, Chiv Chala, that's different. Chiv Arisei Seichem, Arisei Seichem, Trezimne. We find the Torah mentions the word Arisei Seichem twice. That's an extra reference in order to highlight this fact, the importance of the fact that it has to be yours. Perhaps the first time is to imply that it can't be stolen, it has to belong to you, and you have to have rishus and allowance to eat it. But then when the Torah repeats it again, arisei seichem, terei zimri, that's to indicate that even something which you're allowed to eat, like maaser sheni, you have rishus of achila, that's not enough. It needs to absolutely belong to you, like you're in a chasam, like you're a mammon. And therefore it rules out maaser sheni according to Rav Meir, holds that it's mammon gavoya. So perhaps, although the brisa presents the machlekes in the context of maaser sheni being pata from challah, perhaps it's an exception because of the added pasuk. But we're not entirely sure if you can apply it elsewhere. Now we know, it seems from Rashi that we know by matzah, the same thing would apply because we just had Egzer Shava, lechem lechem. Whatever happens to challah happens to matzah. But not necessarily will it apply to Esrog. perhaps the Maser Sheni Esrog can be used, even according to Rav Meir. Rashi explains, although by Esrog it also says Lokachtem Lochem, but since it only says once, Lochem once, that's coming to teach us that you can't use a stolen Esrog, or an Esrog which is borrowed, which is not really accessible to you, it's just yours to use, you can't really eat it. But as opposed to Maser Sheni, as Rashi points out, which the Torah grants to the person for eating purposes, maybe that's different. Maybe that is considered sufficiently yours, which would allow you to be yotzei, even with this type of esrog, even according to Rav Meir. There's no raya from those halachas of challah and matzah over to esrog. So in any case, Rav Asi told us a chiddush that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we're according to Rav Meir, it's Momen Gavoya. We're going to have three applications. When we speak about challah, since it's not really yours, you're potter, according to Rav Meir. When we speak about matzah, there as well, you can't be yaitz with that matzah on the first night because we connect it to challah. The same ptur, the same concept that applies to challah applies to matzah. And finally, when it comes to esrog as well, that's not considered sufficiently yours. It's not ulkachtam lochem. And according to Rav Meir, you can't be yaitz. Continues the Gemara, Boi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish posed the following shaila. You may recall we learned earlier in the Flamed Vav, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, who says that one cannot produce matzah, shal mitzvah, from Maaser Sheni. You can't be yaitzah your mitzvah with Maaser Sheni because the pasuk says lechem oini, and the drush is misha nechal ba'aninus. You can only produce matzah with something that can be consumed when a person is in the state of oinen, when his close relatives passes away, he's in a state of grief. Only matzah that can be eaten at that point is ro'i for matzah's mitzvah, as opposed to Maaser Sheni material, which a person cannot eat when he's in oinen. So that was the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Now this is separate from the discussion that we just had, meaning even if there's no concern of the mamon gavaya, following the chacham, who hold that Maaser Sheni is your personal moment. So that's not a concern. Even so, says Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, we learn from the drasha, lechem oini, mishnecha ba'aninus, to rule out Maaser Sheni from being used as matzah. Rabbi Kiva maintains no. He has a different drasha. He says, lechem oini, it's coming to teach us, has to be something that resembles a poor man's bread. It can't be enriched, it can't be matzah shira. And although according to Rabbi Kiva, you can't use bikurim. Why? The Gemara said because the pasuk says b'chol moshvei seichem toichlu matzis. It needs to be something that can be eaten throughout the moshvei seichem, all the places of residence of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to bikurim, which is limited. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So how can you eat Maaser Sheni? Let's say Maaser Sheni that you brought into Yerushalayim that you can no longer take it out. The Gemara tells us because there is an option of eating even that Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. How's that? The Gemara says because if it becomes tameh, you can be paided. So even if it's already in Yerushalayim, but if it becomes tameh, you can go and redeem it and take the maaser out of Yerushalayim. So technically, it has potential to be eaten even outside Yerushalayim. So again, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, we learn from the pasuk lechem oini misha nechal ba'aninus. So maaser sheni, which is not nechal ba'aninus, cannot be used for matzah. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, it can be used for matzah. And although matzah needs to be able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim as well, b'chol moshvei seichem, Maaser Sheni, even once brought into Yerushalayim, still has that potential because if it becomes tameh, you can be paid and take it out. Says Rish Lakish, boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ma'u sheyetze adam yidei chavasai, can a person be yotze his chayva of achilas matzah using matzah produced b'chala shel Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim? It's produced from dough. Which dough? Maaser Sheni dough. Which part of the Maaser Sheni dough? The challah portion. So you had a dough made of Maaser Sheni, following the Shittas Chacham, obviously, that even Maaser Sheni dough requires challah. There's a chiv challah even on that. So you went and separated the challah portion, and he produces matzah from that piece. So that has two things, has two elements. It's Maaser Sheni and it's challah. So what is Allah? Can it be used for matzah? Ma'o sheyetzi adam nechavasi b'chala shemaaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. And we're speaking that it's already in Yerushalayim. Aliba de Rabbi Saglili loyti boilo. The question won't apply according to Rabbi Saglili, because he holds that even ordinary Maaseh Sheni cannot be used for matzah. Hashta b'chulin l'nafik. If according to him, you can't even use the rest of the dough, the non-chala portion of this dough, which is Maaseh Sheni, because it's not nechal baninas. So if that doesn't work, b'chalos me'boy, is there any question regarding the chala portion? Of course, that cannot be used. So according to Rabbi Saglili, there's no shaila that this chala portion of the Maaseh Sheni dough is unfit to be used for matzah. The question will apply according to Rekiva. Bichulun hudanafin. Shall we say that according to Rekiva, you can use the rest of the dough, the non-challah portion of the dough? Why? Even though it's already in Yerushalayim. And we know according to Rekiva, he agrees that it needs to be something that can be eaten all over. But this thing which is already in Yerushalayim, this Maaseh Sheni, once it enters it, it's not meant to leave. However, it is still suitable for Maaseh. Why Bechulun Hudanafik? Why do we say the rest of the dough, the non-chala portion, is roi for the mitzvah? Di matamu yesh lan heter b'meishavas. Because if it gets tummy, you can go and be poided and then have it outside Yerushalayim. So that explains why you can use the rest of the dough. Okay, that's granted. However, the challah portion, now is the question. This portion that he separated gave it a shame challah. So on top of the fact that it's Maaseh Sheni, it's also challah. In this case, it doesn't have any longer a potential pidyon, a potential achila outside Yerushalayim. Aval challah dimetamya less lahetiv meshavis. Challah, if it should become tummy. Right? What was the reason why Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim is considered Bechol Meshavis? Because although now it's in Yerushalayim, it's not meant to be taken out, but if it should become Tamei, you can go and remove it from Yerushalayim. So it has that potential, and therefore it's still Roy for Matzah. However, Challah doesn't have that. Di Metamya less Lehetu B'Meshavis. If this Challah, this Maaseh Sheni, which happens to be Challah, would become Tamei, you cannot go ahead and eat it outside Yerushalayim. You can't be Poida Challah, which is Tamei. Doesn't have the concept of pidyon. Ula Srefa Azla, it's going to be burned. If that's the case, Loi Nafik. Perhaps that should be reason why you can't be Yotze with this Challah Maaseh Sheni. The whole point, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we allow you to use Maaseh Sheni even in Yerushalayim because it has heter pidyon. If it should become tummy, you can be poyed and eat it outside Yerushalayim. However, something which doesn't have that potential, such as the Maaseh Sheni, which happens to be Challah. So, granted, the Maaseh Sheni element of it would theoretically have pidyon, if it gets tummy. But since, in addition to Maaseh Sheni, it's also Challah, now circumstantially, you have a problem. Because, practically, this item can no longer be eaten outside Yerushalayim, because even if it becomes tummy, you have to go take it and burn it. So it doesn't have the concept of Chomash Veseichem, and it's not roi fachilas matzah oy dilma. Or perhaps on the other side of the coin, we can say amrinan hoyl. We can apply a concept called hoyl. Hoyl means since. Let's take a look at this piece of dough. There are really two elements contained therein, two separate elements. There's the Maaseh Sheni element, and then there is a challah aspect. Now, each one on his own is not a stira, not a contradiction to kiyum mitzvah matzah. Why? As we just explained, Maaseh Sheni on its own poses no concern because it has the potential to be eaten anywhere, even if it's ready in Yerushalayim, if it gets tummy, it can be put and take it out. At the same time, Challah doesn't pose a concern with regards to matzah because, as we learned back in the Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Hey, Rashi brings the Mishnah, Kehana b'Challah. A Kohen can use his Challah portion for his Chayves matzah. So Maaseh Sheni on his own doesn't contradict the concept of matzah. Challah on its own doesn't either contradict the concept of matzah. The problem here is that they're both coming together. We have a combined Maaseh Sheni and Challah entity. So academically, theoretically, each one on its own is not a contradiction, doesn't pose a problem. But circumstantially, we have a concern because the fact that the Maaseh Sheni also happens to be Challah, that precludes pidyon. As we just explained, if the challah becomes tamei, you can't be paid it. So now this Maaseh Sheni is dependent on the challah. can't either have pidyon. So circumstantially, this Maaseh Sheni is bound by the challah's limitation and is no longer mutter to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Doesn't have the heter b'chol meshavos. But that's only circumstantial. It's only because it so happens to be that you have Maaseh Sheni with challah. But each one on his own, the Maaseh Sheni aspect is okay with matzah. The challah aspect is also perfectly compatible with matzah. So perhaps we can apply a concept called hoil. Let's treat this thing as though it's Maaseh Sheni without the challah element. Let's view the Maaseh Sheni on his own. Let's separate the elements here. Amrinan hoil will say, well, since v'ilu loikar olei shem, had he not applied a shem challah, if he would not have designated this as challah, it would only be Maaseh Sheni. What would happen then? V'itami, and it would have become tami. And you can go and be poided. Is leheter b'may shavais v'nafek ba, certainly as a heter to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. And you can be yaitzu with it. So since the Maaseh Sheni independently is perfectly compatible with the mitzvah's matzah, hashtel nami nafek. So now as well, even though it so happens to have an additional identity, an additional element called challah sitting on it, it doesn't detract, it doesn't interfere with the din that the original Maaseh Sheni had. Now, as Tosis explains, we're not ignoring reality. It's just that we can separate the two elements contained in this item. Because each one on his own is perfectly compatible with the mitzvah's matzah. Maaseh Sheni on his own is fine. Challah on his own happens to be fine as well. So we could just disregard the fact that they happen to be sitting together. We don't view them as interfering with each other. That's the concept of hoyel. Let's just view the Maaseh Sheni as though there's no challah, and view the challah as though there's no Maaseh Sheni. So that's the other side of the equation. According to this approach, you can go ahead and use this piece of dough, which happens to be Maaseh Sheni and challah, and use it for matzah. So again, according to this version of the Gemara, we had a question of whether you can use a piece of dough, which is Maaseh Sheni and challah, for the sake of matzah mitzvah. On the one hand, we said, well, the whole reason why according to Rekiva, Maaseh Sheni is roi for matzah. So even the Maaseh Sheni, which is in Yerushalayim, is still roi because it can still technically be taken out of Yerushalayim, which is a precondition, right? There has to be nechal b'chol meshvesechem in order to be suitable for matzah. And this as well can be taken out and eaten elsewhere. If it becomes tummy, it can be put in and taken out. At the same time, we say challah on its own poses no concern. You can take challah and use it for mitzvah's matzah. But here we have Maaseh Sheni with challah. Now I have a concern because if this Maaseh Sheni should become tummy, you can't be put in because it's challah as well. Challah tmeya is burnt. So now it no longer has that option to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So perhaps according to even Rabbi Kiva, you can't use it for matzah because it doesn't have the heter b'chol meshavos. That's one side of the shaila. On the other hand, we can say, well, let's go ahead and separate the elements contained within this item. Maaseh Sheni on his own is fine. Challah on his own is fine. So just because they happen to be combined, joined together, and circumstantially, you can't be paid to this Maaseh Sheni, should have become tummy due to the challah element contained therein, that doesn't detract from the ability of Maaseh Sheni, the capacity that Maaseh Sheni has to be formed into matzah, l'shem matzah smitzvah. Ikad Amri is another version of the Gemara. Havad lo tibalach. In this case, we certainly have no shaila. The vadai amri and hoyel, of course we're going to apply this concept of hoyel, we'll separate the elements, Maaseh Sheni on his own, challah on his own, each one independently is suitable for matzah. So even if they happen to come together, it's okay. So according to this approach in the Gemara, we have no shaila that this challah Maaseh Sheni combo is used for matzah mitzvah. Kiti boilach, when then will you have a shaila? If you're going to introduce another element into the equation, not strictly challah Maaseh Sheni, but rather challah halakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni. So this challah is not the original Maaseh Sheni, but rather it was purchased using the money of Maaseh Sheni. So it's a second generation Maaseh Sheni. Now, according to the Chachamim, they hold that even something which is purchased by Maaseh Sheni money can still have pidyon, even though he's second generation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, something purchased with Maaseh money is considered to be a weaker form of Maaseh Sheni, which doesn't have the ability to grab hold of his pidyon. You can't go ahead and redeem it. It's not kaddish enough. It's not strong enough to transmit its kedusha to the money. So now the shaila is, you have chala, which is Maaseh Sheni, but not the first generation Maaseh. Rather, it was purchased using Maaseh Sheni money. And should this item become tummy, so according to the Chachamim, you can still be paid it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot be paid it. So let's see. Valib Drabbanan lo tibbalach. According to Drabbanan, who allow pidyon even in this case, and there's no question that this thing can be used for matzah. Why? Given the Amri Yipod, since they say you can be paid to this, Haina Masa. So this is just as the original Masa that we just concluded would be fine for matzah, even though it's Chala and Masa together. So according to Drabbanan, there's no question. Ki tibbalach, Alib Drabbi Yehuda. The question will apply, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amari cover. He says something purchased with Maaseh Sheni money can no longer be redeemed. If it gets Tamei, you bury it. It's not Halakoch because of Maaseh Sheni Shenitma. Something which was purchased using Maaseh Sheni funds, which became Tamei, Yipada. According to Chachamim, just as the original Maaseh Sheni can be Nifta, likewise, something bought with Maaseh Sheni funds can be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Amari cover. He says the Kedusha contained therein is too weak to allow for pidyon, to allow for transfer. You have to go ahead and be covered. So now let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Mi Amrin, shall we say, Hoyel v'iloy l'kuachavi. This item, this chala, which is Maaseh Sheni, but not the original Maaseh, rather second generation Maaseh, which according to Rabbi Yehuda does not have the capacity for pidyon. Now let's remember the whole concept of the heter to use Maaseh Sheni for Chayvus Matzah, Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, is based on the pidyon potential. But now we have a problem, because this Chala slash Maaseh Sheni combination does not have, no longer has that pidyon potential, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, perhaps we can say like this, if this thing would not have been purchased, meaning, if this would still be the original Maaseh Sheni, then it would have pidyon, right? As Rashi explains, therefore the offspring, the second generation, the item which was purchased by the Kesef Maaser, won't lose its original status. Because the fact that you can no longer be paid to this, the second generation Maaser, is not an account of a chumra. It's actually a deficiency, it's a kula, it's a weakness being exhibited. Therefore, says Rashi, there's a svara to say that the original Maaser, since it was kosher from Matzah, the second generation Maaser can't lose that capacity, can't be downgraded, because the fact that you can't be paid it is not a reflection of a chumrah, it's not a stringency, rather it's a weakness. Therefore, you can't say that it's worse off than before, that it's more chumrah, that it can't be used for Matzah. The same halacha that the parent had, the offspring has. That's one element. Shall we say, if it would not have been purchased, it would have been still the original Maaseh, then it would be good for Matzah. That's number one. Number two, if you would have not added the Shem Chala to it, then V'itami, if it would have been Tami, meaning you have the original Maaseh, which is just Maaseh, not Chala, then even if it would have been Tami, you could have been paid it and eaten it outside Yerushalayim, and certainly use it for Chayvus Matzah. So since it has that potential, meaning, let's take this item and split it apart. Academically, let's take it apart. There are various elements contained in this item. This is the Chala purchased with Maaseh Sheni funds. So it's Chala, second generation Maaseh Sheni. Firstly, let's go ahead and ignore the fact that it's a second generation. As Rashi explained, that can't add chumra. Okay, so the heter that the first generation Maaser had, the ability to make from it matzah, still remains unchanged. Now, what about the fact that it's also chala? And that complicates matters, because you can't be paid a chala, which is tamei. No reason why you could use Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim was on account of the fact that it becomes tamei, you can be paid and eat it outside Yerushalayim, but chala doesn't have that ability. Well, then let's apply the concept mentioned earlier, which is the hoyle. Let's Let's just ignore the fact that it's challah, because let's focus on the Maaseh Sheni elements separately. Let's split apart the elements. So each one independently is fine. The Maaseh Sheni is fine because let's consider like the first generation matzah, which has matzah capacity, can be used for achilas matzah. And the fact that it's also challah, let's ignore that. Let's just view it as though it's not challah. Right? Because it's circumstantial. The challah element can be ignored. So that's the second point. If he would not have given it the shem challah, what would be the halacha then? If this Maaseh Sheni would become tummy, you would be able to be paided and eat it outside Yerushalayim. And therefore, hashta nami nafak beis. Even though now you have all this coming together, it's a second generation maaser and it happens to be challah, which prevents pidyon from taking place, we can ignore those factors. We split it apart. We view each element independently, and we say that the halacha, the ability to use that Maaseh Sheni for matzah, remains unchanged. That's one side of the coin. Oidilma, or perhaps maybe not. Why? Chad hoyl amrina. To apply hoyl once, that's acceptable. So the original Maaseh Sheni, which has pidyon potential, so although there happens to be a chala element here, which interferes, it doesn't allow pidyon, we could ignore that element. We view the master as though he does not have chala together with him. So a one-time hoyl, we can apply. But trei hoyl le'amrin, they apply a double hoyl, that's a bit of a stretch, and perhaps that we can't say. So we have something bought from Maaseh Sheni funds, which also happens to be challah. So in this case, number one, you have to view him as though he's the original Maaseh Sheni, who has pidyon potential. And number two, you have to ignore the challah element. That's a double hoyl, and perhaps that's a bit of a stretch, and that we won't say. So which way is it? This item is kasher from matzah or not? Amar Rava Mistaver, it's logical to say that yes, it's still kasher. Why? Shem Maser Chadu, the concept of Maser is one and the same. This item purchased with Maaseh Sheni money, where is he getting his identity from? Where did he get his Kedusha from? From the original Maaseh Sheni. So just as the original Maser could have been applied to matzah, was kosher to make matzah with it, that status, that Heksher, remains throughout. You can't be Machmer on the offspring more than the original. If the original matzah was fine for matzah use, the item purchased with that matzah fund is also kosher for matzah use. Shei matzah chadu. And therefore, this item can be used for matzah mitzvah. So in summary, we began with Rav Asi, who told us that the machlokes regarding matzah sheni between Rav Meir, who says that it's mamon gavoya, and the chachamim, who regard it as simply mamon hedyot. That machlekes will have three applications. Number one, a dough, a Maaseh Sheni dough. According to Rav Meir, it's pata from challah, because arisoy seichem implies that it has to be absolutely yours. Maaseh Sheni mamon gavoya is not chayiv in challah. According to Chacham, it is chayiv in challah because it's yours. Second application was matzah. Matzah needs to be yours. We learned it from Gzeir Shav, Alechem Lechem, from Chiv Chal. So according to our mayor, you cannot use Maaseh Sheni for matzah. According to Chachamim, you can. And finally, when it comes to Esrig, according to our mayor, an Esrig of Maaseh Sheni is not considered to be really yours, and therefore doesn't conform to the Pasuk, Olukachtam Lachem. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's Mamon Hedid and can be used for the mitzvah of Lulav. We proceeded with a Shaila posed by Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So following Shitas of Akiva holds that Maaseh Sheni, even in Yerushalayim, can be used for matzah. The reason is because it has pidyon if it gets tummy. What about if this Maaseh Sheni also happens to be challah, which no longer has pidyon potential if it's tummy? So according to the first approach, the first version of Rish Lakish, we leave it off with a question mark. According to the second approach, in the case of Maaseh Sheni and challah, certainly it can be used for matzah because we separate the elements. Because Maaseh Sheni on its own is kosher for matzah, and challah on its own is kosher to be used for matzah. Therefore, we apply the concept of oil, and each element won't detract from the other. However, in a case where you have something which was lokuach by Maaseh Sheni, something purchased with Maaseh Sheni money, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that no longer carries pidyon potential, and it also happens to be challah, so we have several elements combined which preclude pidyon, So the question is, can you go ahead and apply a double hoyle? Can you say, well, let's view this lokuach from Maser Sheni as though he's the original Maser and has pidyon. Let's also ignore the fact that it's challah, and therefore it can be used for matzah. Or perhaps that's taking it a bit too far. And Rava concluded, even in this case, the original status, the original Maser Sheni that could have been used for matzah, that halacha remains unchanged, and even this lokuach Maser Sheni, who maintain that capacity and can be used to make matzah. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah Chalas Toida Rekikin Nazir v'chulu, so these chalas and rekikin that were intended for the karbonis cannot be used for mitzvah matzah. Manon Amile, how do we know this halacha? Amar Rabba, Domakro Ushmarte Mesa Matzis. We learn from here, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. One can only use for mitzvah matzah a matzah which was safeguarded from chametz, and that shmira was done with the intent that it's going to lead, that this matzah is going to be used for achilas matzah. So you're preparing it for the mitzvah achilas matzah. Yotzah sazu, as opposed to these chalis, she'im reshtamer shem matzah, it wasn't safeguarded for the sake of achilas matzah, elu l'shem zevach, rather for the sake of the carbon, therefore it's unsuitable for mitzvah matzah. Let's take a look at Rashi up on top. Ushmartem es ha-matzeis, ovid lo shmir l'shem matzah. Kol shimur shata meshamra, shloi tachmetz. The shimur which you are safeguarding, which you are trying to prevent chimutz from occurring, he is gaven l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. You have to have the intent, the kavona, that you're doing it for what? So that you can use this matzah for achilas matzah shal mitzvah. Yotzazu, as opposed to these chalas, the la l'shem matzah shal matzah pesach avad lo. He's not preparing it for the matzahs of Pesach. Elo, l'shem matzah shel zevach, rather, for the carbon, therefore, you can't use it for matzahs mitzvah. It needs to be shmura, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Now, according to Rabba, according to this approach, suppose he has two kavanos in mind, two intentions. Number one, to be used for the carbon, but also to be eaten on Pesach at night, the Seder for l'shem matzah. So it would seem, Rashi points out, it would seem that according to Rabba, it would be kosher, because there is a shmira l'shem matzah. However, according to Rav Yosef, it won't work. Rav Yosef Amar, he's building on Rabba. He's basing his approach on Rabba's approach. You need to have this concept of shmira l'shem matzah, but he has an additional requirement. Rav Yosef Amar, Amar Kro, you know what the mocker of this halach is? Why are the chalis toida not good for the matzah shal mitzvah? Amar Kro, the pasuk says, shivas yomim matzis techel. We learn, matzah nechels l'shivas yomim. You can only use matzah, meaning for the matzah shal mitzvah. What type of matzahs can be used? A matzah which was prepared for 7-day use. Yotzis azu, as opposed to these matzahs, which were prepared for the carbon, she'enu nechels l'shivas yomim, el liyem v'layla. That wasn't meant to be eaten for 7 days, rather only for a day and night. For instance, a carbon, toida, can be eaten on the day of the Hakrova and the following night. So when we have the chalais for the toida, even, let's say, its kavana was, I'd like to eat at the Seder, for l'shem mitzvah's matzah shal mitzvah. But since his kavana was that it's going to be used for the toida, and chalais toida have a very limited time capacity, as man achil of only a day and a night, so this wasn't prepared for a 7-day use, and therefore cannot be used for the mitzvah. Let's take a look at Rashi again. So Rashi here is 3 lines from the top. Rav Yosef says, we learn from the pasuk that only matzah which was prepared, designated for 7-day use, the shmir, was for the sake of eating it throughout 7 days, as opposed to the chalas shel toida, she'ena nechelas l'shiva, the la'acha yom v'layla, havenaisa, dechsev, v'asa zevach toida shlomav, v'yom kabane v'goyma. Continues Rashi. Now, suppose there was no hakrava. Yeah, he baked it for the sake of the carbon toida, for a achila of yom v'layla, but practically there was no carbon brought. What's going to happen then? Says Rashi, even then, this matzah cannot be used for mitzvah. Why? Because the original intent was to limit its achila for a day and a night. Says Rashi, avagav da achshav yesh la'ata l'shiva. So practically, if there was no carbon brought, you can eat this matzah throughout 7 days. It doesn't have a din nicer. It's not limited in time. Miu, Nevertheless, as Rashi Ki Avda, when he originally prepared this matzah, what was his intent? What was his kavanah? What was the plan? Lav l'shei matzah haru'i l'mitzvah iskaven. His kavanah was not to use it for the mitzvah. The Ki Avda, when he made it, adata liv suli b'yayim v'layla avda. He knew full well that it's going to be a puzzle after a day and a night. Says Rashi, v'isle Rav Yosef hadrasha the rabbi. The truth is that Rav Yosef is basing his approach on rabbi. The be'in and shimur l'shem mitzvah. You need to have the shmir l'shem mitzvah. V'ahu krav samach. Certainly Rav Yosef also depends on that puzzle. So that's the first element. You need to have shmir l'shem matzah mitzvah. But he's coming to add another element. Rav Yosef, that is. U'baha palak. And this is the point of the machlik. Palak, Rav Yosef is disagreeing with rabbi like this. Di nami ichavan lo. Nami l'shima matzah mitzvah. Let's say, in addition to preparing for the carbon, he also has mitzvah in mind. He's going to use it for the carbon, but also for the Seder night. He has both kavanis. Rabbi would hold that's okay, because as long as you have shmir l'shem mitzvah, you're okay. But Rav Yosef disagrees with that. Loy nafik. You're not Yosef. The be'in shimur l'shem matzah called shiva. Because you need to have the 7-day element, which is not present in that case. So once again, Rabbi says something designated for the Toida can't be used for the Matzah Mitzvah, because there was no Shmir or L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. But if he has that Kavanah, I'm going to use it for the Mitzvah, and in addition, he's going to use it for his Karban Toida, that's okay. Because you have the Shmir or L'Shem Mitzvah contained therein. Rav Yosef comes to add another element. He says, that won't work because it needs to have preparation l'shem matzah kol shiva to be eaten throughout 7 days. So even if his kavanah was to eat it for the matzah mitzvah, be'erev teichlu matzahs, but since he's using it for the karban toida, this manachil will expire after yom v'layla. And this is not a 7-day matzah. It doesn't have the potential achila for the shiva sayamim, therefore you cannot use it. Continues the Gemara. Tanika vasei the rab, we're going to have a braisa in support of Rabba, with Tanya Kavasei Rav Yosef, and a Raya from a Braisa Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavasei the Rabba, the Braisa says, Yochel Yetzei, Yidei Chavasei B'chalos Toida, or Kikinoza, perhaps a person could be Yetzei with these types of Chalos. Talmud Loimar, Ushmarta Mesa Matzis. We learn, Matzah, Hamish Tameres, L'Shem Matzah. Only if there was a Shmira from Chametz, with the intent of using it L'Shem Achilas Matzah. Yotze Sazu, as opposed to this, She'ena Mesh Tameres, L'shem matzah, ella l'shum zelach. So this is a raya to Rabbi's approach. Tanya kavasei Rav Yosef, a raya for a brayso to Rav Yosef. The brayso says yochol yetsi adam bidei chavas bichalis toid uruki kenazir talmud loyma shivas yom matzis techelu. And we learn matzah haneachelas l'shiva yom. Only a matzah which has 7-day potential yotzus azu she'enam nachelas l'shiva, as opposed to this challah which was designated for 1 day. And therefore, does not have that element, that Shivas Yom Matzah Techel element, and cannot be used for the mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Why do we need these psukim? You know why the Chalos Toida Urki Kenazer cannot be used for the Matzah mitzvah? There's another problem. V'tepiklei, why can't we base the problem on a different concern? Melechem Oini, that's why it's disqualified, because we learn from a pasuk that pasuk calls matzah lechem Oini, that only misha nechal baninus, only something which can be eaten when a person is in a state of Oini. This was Rabbi Yitzhak Glili's drash. That lechem Oini is read like as if it would be with an aleph. Oini is aninus, and therefore he ruled out the matzah sheni, right? So certainly a carbon cannot be eaten when a person is in a state of Oini. Yotzaze, as opposed to this, she'ena necha baninas el besimcha, which cannot be eaten when a person is in oinen, rather only when he's besimcha. So that would be sufficient reason to disqualify the chalos toida. So look at Rabbi Akiva. Apparently, we're following Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Aniksiv. He doesn't have the drush of lechem oini mishnecha baninas. He focuses on the ksiv, on the spelling, ayin, nun, yud, and he learned that it has to be matzaniya, can't be enriched. But when it comes to aninas, he doesn't hold of that limit, that restriction, and therefore even something which is a carbon which is not Nechobaninus, can theoretically be used for matzah. Says the Gemara, we have another problem. But typically, davli matzah ashira. What about the matzah ashira issue? Chalis toidah kikinazer are filled with oil. It's enriched matzah. You can't use it for lechem oini, following Rabbi Akiva. It needs to be lechem oini. It has to resemble a poor man's bread. Something which is other than flour and water is not suitable. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Revi Yasi. We're dealing with such a small amount of oil, a revius haluk, umes chalekes hilakam chalis, which is going to be distributed throughout all these chalis. Rashi makes the calculation for us. We have 20 large size chalis, which is going to distribute this revius haluk of oil, a very minimal oil content. And therefore, says Rashi, ein kan oisher. That's not called matzah shir. So that wouldn't disqualify these chalis from the mitzvah's matzah. That's why we need those psuk. Says the one, but there's yet another concern. All agree that this is a prerequisite for mitzvahs matzah. You need to be able to eat that matzah throughout all the meshavos of Klal Yisrael, all the place of residence. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. The pasuk says, "B'chol meshavisechem teichul matzahs," as opposed to the chalis of the carbon, which you cannot take beyond Yerushalayim. Amar Reish Lakish, Zeis Ameris, apparently. That even in Noive Given, where there was no Mishkan, just a Mizbeach, you were able to bring your voluntary karbanos, your Nedarim and Nedavim. It's actually a machlekes in Megillah. And we'll follow the Shita that allows a person to bring Nedarim and Nedavim. So you can bring your Toida, your karbanos, even to Noive Given, despite the fact that there wasn't a Mishkan there. And that's what we're speaking about. Our sugi is discussing the chalis toidur kikin nazar that were connected to a carbon brought to Noive Given, in which case there's no space limitation. There's no Yerushalayim there, and the halachas you can take the chalis toidur and eat it throughout the Arei Yisrael, throughout all the cities of Klal Yisrael. So that being the case, this matzah is now nechal b'chol mishay seichem. And it wouldn't have that psul. It wouldn't be disqualified on account of b'chol mishay seichem. So all three potential psulim don't apply. The aninus doesn't apply according to Rabbi Akiva. The fact that it's matzah ashira, well, it's not. The fact that you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, well, in this case, in Noive Given, you can. That's why we needed the pasuk of Shmartem Esam Matzah, it's according to Rabba, and the pasuk of Shivas Yom Matzah Techeilu, according to Rabbi Yosef. Tanya Omar Biloy, Sha'alti es Rabbi Lezer. I asked him, Mau Shiyetzi Adam Bechalis Toyda Rukikinozer? Can a person use these for matzah? Omar Li Loshimati. I haven't heard the halacha from my Rebbein. You know, the Gemara Sukkah says that Rabbi Lezer was very careful, would only say over something which he actually heard from his Rebbe, something which was absolutely substantiated. He wouldn't originate halacha on his own. So he says, look, I didn't hear, I don't know. Continues the Braisa. This is Rabbi Loi speaking. Basi v'sha'alti, I went over and I asked, Lefnei Rabbi Shua, can a person use Chalis Toyda or Kiki Nazir for matzah? Amar li, Hari Amru. Chachama said, no, Chalis Toyda or Kiki Nazir. Well, actually, it depends. Sha'asan la'atzmai, if he baked it for his own personal use, for his own carbon, ein adam yoytze ben, he cannot use it for matzah. And the reason was, as we said earlier, because the Shmira was the Shem Zevach, not the Shem Matzah. But Limka b'shuk, this fellow baked these chalis with commercial interests in mind to sell it on the marketplace. Yoitzeben. So the leftover chalis he can use for his mitzvah of matzah. Continues the Braisa. Kshabasi v'ritzesi dvarim lefnei Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer is speaking. When I went back and I presented these words of Rabbi Yeshua, who differentiated between a private baking and a commercial baking, and I presented it Lefnei Rabbi Lezer. Amarli, he responded with approval. Bris, it's a lashon of shvua. Heinei nadvarim shnevru l'moshe b'sinai. Those are the words conveyed to Moshe at Sinai. Indeed, it's true. This is the right halacha. That if it's asan la'atzmoy, he can't use it for the matzah of mitzvah. If it's asan l'mekav shuk, he can. Ikad amri. There's another version of the account that Rabbi Lezer responded. Bris, a lashon of shvua. Rabbi Chanan learns, yeah, again, he expresses approval. But then he said, well, but still, we have to give a reason. You don't have to provide a reason. I mean, if the chalitz are disqualified from matzah, what difference does it make if it's his own personal use or he did a limka b'shuk? Indeed, says the Gemara, what is the reason? Why do we differentiate between the different cases? Amar Rava. The reason is as follows. Kol shuk. When a person bakes to sell commercially, what's his kavana? What's his plan? Imluchi mimluch. He contemplates in his mind all different various scenarios and possibilities. Amar, he figures, he says, Im izdaven, izdaven. If I'll sell out, fine. Ilam izdaven, but if I don't sell out and I have some left over, Epek buhu ana, I'm going to use it. I myself will use it to be yaitzi the chayva of matzah's mitzvah. So that's the difference. If he's baking for his own personal carbon, then that's what he had in mind. That's his plan, to use it for the carbon. It's not shmura l'shem matzah's mitzvah. But if he's selling it commercially, in that case, originally, he already had this in mind, that whatever's left over, if there's leftovers, I'm going to use it l'shem mitzvah, and therefore there's no concern here, because this matzah had shmira l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Okay, let's take a quick chazar of today's daf. We began with Rav Asi, telling us that the machlekes, Ramea and Chachamim, with respect to the status of Maaser Sheni, Ramea says it's Mamon Gavoya, it's not considered your personal Mamon, whereas the Chachamim consider it Mamon Hedyot. That machlekes will have three applications. A dough produced with Maaser Sheni material, is it Chayiv and Chala? Kon to Ramea, no. Kon to Chachamim, yeah. Can you take dough of Maaser Sheni and use it for Matzah's Mitzvah? Kon to Ramea, no. Kon to Chachamim, yeah. An esrog shem maaser sheni, kontra rameir, cannot be used for the mitzvah. It's not lochem. Kontra chachamim, it can. Shem malakish had a shiloh. Well, maaser sheni, even in Yerushalayim, can be used for matzah because it has potential to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. If it gets tummy, you can be paid and take it out. So that's pashut. What about if there's an additional element? It happens to be also chala, in which case it no longer has pidyon potential because chala that comes tummy can be nifted. So what is the halacha there? So we say, well, this matzah sheni now can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. It no longer has that outside Yerushalayim potential. Or perhaps we should separate the elements and say, well, matzah sheni on its own is kosher to be used for matzah. Let's ignore the challah aspect. Let's view each element independently. And we leave it off with a question mark. With the second approach in the Gemara, in this case, certainly we can use it for matzah because, yeah, we separate the elements. Each one on its own is kosher for matzah, and therefore they don't interfere with each other. However, in the case where something was lakuach by Maaser Sheni, you purchase something using Maaser Sheni funds, in which case you can no longer be paid that item if it becomes tummy, according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and also happens to be challah. So you have several elements that prevent pidyon from taking place. What is the halacha here? Can we ignore all those elements and view this thing as though he's the original Maaser Sheni, which is perfectly fine to be used for Maaser Mitzvah, or that's already taking it for a stretch? And Rava responded, yeah, even in this case, it can be used for matzah because sheim maser chadu. The concept of maser remains consistently throughout. It's one and the same, despite the fact that he personally can't be nifta, but since he's coming from maser sheni that has pidyon potential and can be used for matzah as a result of that potential, this too can be used for matzah, and once again, we ignore the chala aspect. And we view it as though it's not chala, has pidyon potential, and can be used for matzah. Who proceeded with the discussion regarding Chalis Toyd or Kiki Nazar? Gemara tells us these things are described as lechem oini because, despite the fact that there's some oil in there, it's such a small amount, such a low level oil content, that's not called matzah ashira. So it's considered lechem oini. And the Gemara tells us we're speaking about the point in history where the Mizbech was in either Noiv or Givin, in which case you can eat the Chalis Toyd all throughout the cities of Kal Yisrael, and it's considered b'chomesh v'seichem. Can I use this thing for matzah's mitzvah? So Gemara concluded that it depends. If it was baked for his own personal use, in which case it was prepared and designated and shomer for the sake of a carbon, that cannot be used for matzah. However, if he prepared it for commercial purposes, in that case, his original intention was to use leftovers for matzah's mitzvah, and therefore it can be used. Now, what's wrong with matzah which was prepared for the carbon. Rabbi says, the pasuk says, "Shmartem es ha-matzes." It needs to be shmir l'shem matzes mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef adds, there needs to be shmir l'shem matzes shivas yamim, to have 7 day eating potential, as opposed to the matzah, which was designated for the carbon. So even if he really had both kavanos in mind, to be used for the carbon, also of matzah mitzvah, that won't work because the achila of the carbon is limited to yom v'layla. So this matzah was not prepared for the mitzvah achila of shivas yom. Take care, have a great day, and atzlacha rabbah.